All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. See, thank you for the coffee. Thank you for the coffee. Okay. So remember again, we started yesterday this section on page Taf Chaf Gimel. So remember again, we started this section yesterday discussing, we're still really in this very interesting conversation regarding the need for the soul to descend down to this world, given the fact that in Shamayim it enjoys such an incredible closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you know, and the irony of ironies is it has the closeness, comes down to this world, loses the closeness, and spends an entire lifetime trying to reestablish that closeness. And the Avi Taf Chaf Gimel. And the Avi Shaila is why? In order to, so I don't understand. If I have it, you send me down, I lose it, I spend an entire lifetime trying to reacquire it. Unfortunately, more often than not, I'm not even successful in reacquiring it. Why even come down to begin with? So one answer that the Mechaber ultimately gave, so far we've given two answers. Answer number one was the idea that the Neshama could only truly understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Remember, we gave the mashal of Afronik with the Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman. You could be in proximity to something, it doesn't mean you understand it. To understand it, you have to see its actions, you have to understand its behaviors. A Jew could only, a Neshama, could only understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. In the Olam HaEmes, you have proximity, but you don't get to see the attributes or behaviors of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Neshama has to come down to this world to appreciate and to understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's lesson number one, or reason number one. Reason number two we saw yesterday morning, which was that what he called Lechem Busha, that in Shamayim, in the celestial sphere, the Neshama has Kiddusha, but it's conferred, not earned. It's given to the Neshama, but it's not earned. We come down to this world to earn the relationship. And of course, as we know, anything that you earn is always more impactful, more meaningful, and more precious than that which is conferred upon you. And then ultimately, again, the Mechaber then goes on based on that and says, but here's the problem. The problem is, okay, I understand the why, but focusing a little bit more on the how. When the Neshama comes down to this world, there are so many things which prevent the Neshama from achieving that level of closeness. So that's the section that he calls the Hastara, the section that he calls what causes HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become hidden from the Neshama. So remember again, we left off on page Taf Chaf Gimel. So the Mechaber says, actually, I think on the bottom of Taf Chaf Beis, now that I look at it. So he says, remember, talking about the different layers which obscure God's presence in this world. So Hastara Shnia, what's the second thing which obscures God's presence? This is amazing. B'nei Adam, him Hastara Gidola Ma'ol Damatiyas Hashem. Sometimes people themselves contradict obscure the very existence of God. What does that mean? Remember again, we look at people, and people do all kinds of things. And when people do certain things, negative things, hurtful things, so I wonder, like, and they're able, see, it's one thing if I'm able to do something to myself, to negatively impact myself. What about the fact that I'm able to do something to negatively impact another individual? So where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that? Am I staring the Ribbono Shel Olam's plan? Am I undermining God's family? How is it that God is running a world and yet I as an individual have the ability to negatively impact myself and others? People's actions cause all kinds of difficulties and all kinds of issues. Those issues and those difficulties often obscure the very presence of God. If God wants to become known in this world, why not, you know, help people out a little bit to make the right decisions. Help people out a little bit to be able to lead the right kind of lives. Help people out a little bit so that they can believe. Because if everybody believes, then if what? Or if everybody behaves, quote unquote, it makes my ability to believe a little bit easier. You know, when someone does something that either negatively impacts themselves, me, the world, it prevents me, or it just not prevents me, it makes it more difficult for me to be able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hastara Hashlishis, the third thing, which ultimately, again, obscures HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Haguf. Bosa, it's interesting that he puts this number three, because it's funny, I would have actually put this as number one. But okay, he puts it as number three. Shana Shaman is sunable. The neshama, we know, is a spiritual spark, which is put into a physical shell. Huguf magusham hamali b'tayves ubitzonos ubitzrachim ha'omdim b'nigud gamar l'ruchnius velikus. The body is material, right? The body filled of desires, of wants, of needs that often stand in contradistinction to my spiritual needs. And I will say, herein lies the ultimate, what's the right word? Not anomaly, but the ultimate, like, inherent contradiction of existence. I am at my core. I remember going back to our Das Atzmucha days, remember those days, right? There are two ways in which I could self-define. Am I a neshama, which is housed by a body, or am I a body which houses a neshama? And remember, again, that's not semantics. That gets to the very core of my self-definition. What am I at my core? Am I a soul, which happens to have a body, or am I a body which happens to have a soul? And of course, as we know, the correct, and now how we each answer that question usually depends on where we're holding in life. The correct answer is, I am a soul which is housed by a body, because my neshama is that which is eternal. My neshama is that which is a chilek elokami ma'al mamish, as the Baal HaTanya writes. My neshama is that nitzos, is that spark from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is me. That is me. The problem is, it is placed inside a body which doesn't want the same things as the soul. Right, so you understand, like, this, of course we all understand, this predicament that HaKadosh Baruch Hu places us in, is he wants me to be a spiritual being, hence he gives me a soul, but yet the very medium into which he places the soul is something which wants different things than the soul. The body wants its stuff, the soul wants its stuff, and as such, I am placed into the middle, I'm thrust into the middle of a lifelong struggle between body and soul. He goes on, Guf kazeh, rak moshech es ha'adam el haveh olam hazeh. My body pulls me to all of the fleeting pleasures of this world. Madua lo nasan habore, guf hala'adam, guf kadosh v'zach. God, why, excuse me, but like, can you give me like body 2.0? You know, why are you giving me this guf that is filled with so many desires, so many wants, so many proclivities that always pull me in the wrong direction? I'm sorry? But at the end of the day, that's fine. Baruch Baruch Hu made the choice. Again, this goes back to what we said before about Arab and Hastar number two, about people. The idea is, you could control anything. If you want to set me up for success, you could stack the deck differently. Give me a different kind of guf. Shanim shach ba'ofen tivi elikus. I have a great idea. Give me a body that is not pulled towards carnal desires, but give me a body that is pulled towards mitzvos. You want to give me a yetzahara? Fine, for chalent. You know, fine. Okay, that'll be the extent of my an extra piece of gefilte fish. You know, that'll be my yetzahara. But give me a body that doesn't pull me in the opposite direction. And then again, life would be much easier. Again, I'm not looking for a life without struggles, because I understand the challenges are necessary. I understand that to a certain degree, but like, the challenges are so acute day in and day out. And I both say, you know, the reality is that most of us fail most of the time. That you know, the reason why success in life is so beautiful and so sweet is because it is rare. It is rare. See, this is the part of the human condition we don't like to admit, but most of us fail most of the time. And that's the way that it is. That's just, are there exceptions to that rule? 1,000%. But that's the general clout. And so, which leads to the obvious question, I feel emotionally, excuse me, like you're stacking the deck against me. My neshama was by you. You sent me down, I understand. But you're creating all of these obstacles which are very overwhelming. Hastar Revius, we'll say, finish this section. So what's the fourth thing that obscures HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Etzem HaChayim Ba'olam Hazeh, Hagashmi, Mastirim Es HaAlokus Be'in Sof Ofanim. Interestingly enough, just life in this world obscures the presence of God. There's actually very interesting Lachin, Nikra Olam Milshon Ha'alama, Shahare Yeshbo. So listen to this. It's actually an interesting diuk. The word Olam, which we translate as word, has the same shorish as Ha'alama, to be hidden. To be hidden. This is a world in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. And why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu hidden? Because of all of the challenges. Shari Yesh Bo Kishay Kiyum. Because everything in this world is a struggle. Kishaye Parnasa. Right, Parnasa is a struggle. Bios, Refuios, health is a struggle. Nafshios, I can almost say, whether that's physical health, mental health, spiritual health, Kiyotze Baza, it's all a struggle. And again, take that a step further. Even aside from my own personal circumstance, there's so much stuff that happens in the world. It will say that it makes our head spin, and to be very honest, obscures God. Piguim, asonos, matzavim shel sevel enoshi rav. So it will say terror attacks and accidents and difficult personal circumstances. Great Hashoah, the Holocaust. Tinoko Shnoldim Bali Nechuyos, right? Children who are born with incredible challenges. Bnei Adam Nirdafim, Mu'unim, Nichloim, Anoshim Shekol Chayeim, V'chayei Akrovim Aleim, Bilti Nisbalim Mamish. People who themselves and their families suffer from beginning to end. Kol Mishara Metzius Zeh Shoel, Efo Hashem Yisbarach. And I will say, the only question, the logical question that a person asks upon seeing all of these things is what? Where is God? So we'll say, this is even if my own life is fine. If my own life is fine. So you know, often if my own life is fine, the Yitzhahara is bury your head in the sand. Because even if your own life is fine, the world is generally falling apart around you. But I don't. I look around and I see the challenges are just overwhelming. The challenges are just overwhelming. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're the architect of everything. You have every tool at your disposal. Why is the world in such a state of disrepair? Madua lo nasana bori la adam tenoi kiyim bilt kalim yoser. Shemishashnol yelos kum kesef gadol mifukad babank. So why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu make everything easier? Every person should be born with a trust fund, right? A divine trust fund. There's an amount, right? You could put it at Morgan Stanley, right? There's an amount that you could go ahead and be born with. And then what happens? And then you're done. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you what you need. Ubeis chalumos. Right, penthouse in Brecha, right, he says, Ubeis Chalomos, penthouse in Brecha, the Kama Mechonios, right, the garage, and you get a nice apartment, maybe a penthouse, a garage with a couple of cars, Uma Sog Pratia Lagag in Payath Samud, the Isha Mushlemes, Uber Brias Esana, Es Kolze Hayonosin, the Chol Echad, the Echad Mea Olam, Beli Aflios, via Olam Mushlom Mutukan Mamish Gan Eden. Sounds good, right? Just give people what they need. Just give people what they need. And I will say, imagine if everybody had what they needed. So at least I took the struggle out from those kind of things. It's not saying that Ruach Nios would be a walk in the park, but it should be a lot easier. It should be a lot easier. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you could do all of this. So I will say, let's do this. Last section I'm going to stop for today. Hastara HaMisha. So I will say, so that's the Hastara HaRevius is just like, life is so complicated. The world is so complicated. So much human suffering, personal suffering, you know, humanity suffering, difficulties in the world. People, everybody's lacking something. Why? Last one. Hastara Chamishas. We'll say, what is the fifth thing that ultimately obscures God? Kimatara Vamitzas. Zu Hastara Kashaviyoser. Kasha Afidu Atara Shabari Nasan La Adam Bishola Hakiroso. Mahava Ba'atzma Hastara Gadol. He ain't a brewer there. We'll say, you know what? This is actually amazing. The fifth thing that obscures God is the very Torah itself. Why? Because it will say sometimes Yiddishkeit is not clear. Sometimes Torah is not clear. And it will often do not know. He ain't a brewer daya. Listen to this. V'yesh harbe deos umachlokos al kol davar v'davar. And we'll say, there's so much machlokos. So we'll say, you know, unfortunately, you hear this often, where people will hear about a particular issue that someone is arguing about, or some machlokos, or some chumrah, or some this. And what's the refrain you often hear? Is this what God really had in mind? Is this what Judaism is all about? And it turns a lot of people off. Because again, people go ahead and advance their own agendas in the name of religion. And people go ahead and make their own hashkafas and their own shittos and their own chumras and different things. And the truth is, it's hard sometimes to tell what's halacha, what's chumra, what's your opinion versus what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's opinion, what's Chazal's opinion versus an individual's opinion. And all of this creates machlokas. Ze omra sekach, vezekach, ze omra etzliya emes. This one says, I have the truth. Ze omra etzliya emes, v'adam mitbalbel. And what's, you know what the bottom line is? People are profoundly confused. People are profoundly confused. Ma be'emes haderech ha'nechon l'kaimes ha'torah. We'll say, what is the right path? What is mutter? What is asr? I don't mean things like chazer. That we're pretty clear on. Right? But I will say the whole host of other things where some say is mutter, some say is asr. And again, who has the right to have an opinion? Who doesn't have the right? I should say everybody has the right to have an opinion. But whose opinion carries weight? Whose opinion doesn't carry weight? Who should I listen to? Who shouldn't I listen to? I will say, all of this ambiguity, this religious and spiritual ambiguity, ultimately sometimes obscures the very existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll say, now that we've gone through all of the hastaros, all things which obscure God, in Emir HaSashem, tomorrow we'll see how to navigate them. Shkoyach.